Cody, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us here on 2SER.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you did a bit of research on this topic recently. What did you kind of discover?
So the research I did was a lot to do with teacher attitudes and biases in same-sex education. There's a lot of existing research into the content selection, how biases about gender can lead teachers to choose content that favours one sex over the other, but not much into the way that that content's treated. So my research was kind of looking at the way that teachers approach their content material based on the biases that they assume of the genders that they're teaching.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's no secret that, that all boys' schools tend to favour fiction written by male authors, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so what did your research kind of show you in the way that teachers approached this topic?
So it's really interesting. Obviously, it goes without saying that all male schools favour texts written by men, about men, centred on male experience. But when they choose texts that are written by women, about women, they still somehow marginalise gender and speak about other stuff. So even when you've got a poet like Sylvia Plath in English or Ursula Le Guin and huge kind of feminist focused in their text, gender seems to somehow still be sidelined and other issues are taught as more central to that study.
Why do you think this is? I mean, you take Sylvia Plath, for example, and, I guess she wasn't necessarily writing all the time about gender politics, right? She was writing about other things.
No, totally. But the problem is, and that would be fine as an isolated incident, but it just seems to be so endemic that it is this constant marginalisation of female perspective and female voice. Any one of these in isolation would be understandable, but when it happens so constantly, I think we probably have to ask ourselves some bigger questions.
So how do you think teachers go about this, right? Because, it's not like every single English teacher would be not female.
No, that's right. And it's a really hard question to answer because we're going into the classroom with the best intentions. And often we're talking about sort of upper high school years when we're having this discussion, talking about these sort of more transgressive subjects. So we've got like a classroom full of 17 and 18-year-olds, and the response I got from a lot of teachers that I interviewed were that that's quite an intimidating classroom to come into to discuss something to which there's a lot of opposition, and it's really easy to be kind of sidelined by 25, 18-year-olds if they're aggressive and oppositional to the subject material.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near 25.
Not many people would at the
18-year-old
moment.
Boys. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, and so I guess, we need to kind of talk to a wider context about the way that we train teachers then, because, for anyone who's currently studying in a teacher's course or have got friends, they know that, you go in through, you do uni degree, but then you do several pracs that theoretically prepare you for the classroom. So,
yeah.
I mean, is additional training a solution to this?
Yeah, look, that's very possible. I mean, I fully appreciate and understand as well, and I did sort of have the scope to look at it in my research, that a lot of the literary canon that we're dealing with in the English classroom is just dominated by dead white dudes anyhow. So it gets difficult to kind of bring in a perspective beyond a certain point in history. But I do think that there are ways of looking at other perspectives even across those texts. And I think that probably does have to do with teacher training and teacher confidence in having that conversation.
So you think text selection definitely comes into this as well then?
Text selection is a huge part of it, but that's something that's kind of been looked at. And I think if that's where we stop, then we're missing a bigger conversation.
Cody, that's all the time that we've got, but thanks very much for taking the
time
to chat with us.
Thanks so much.